News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, if you are just joining us, it is a morning to be proud of in the arts as Jessie Buckley has been named as the first Irish actress to win Best Actress at the Oscars. Here's what she had to say.
This is really something. Thank you to the incredible women that I stand beside. I am inspired by your art and your heart, and I want to work with every single one of you. Mom, Dad, thank you for teaching us to dream and to never be defined by expectation, but to carve from your own passion. You, Fred, I love you, man. I love you. You're the most incredible dad. You're my best friend, and I want to have 20,000 more babies with you. I do. I do. And Isla, my little girl who is 8 months, who has absolutely no idea what's going on and is probably dreaming of milk, but this is kind of a big deal. And I love you and I love being your mom and I can't wait to discover life beside you. Chloe and Maggie, you, to get to know this incandescent woman and journey to understand the capacity of a mother's love is the greatest collision of my life. This is the greatest honour. I can't even believe it. Gurv mila mila mahagut slán.
Well, in a while we'll be talking to Henry McKean, who's in Hollywood. But first we're going to Josh Crosby, who is in Jessie's hometown of Killarney. Morning, Josh. Is celebration still running on from last night?
Oh, they sure are, Anton. And look, they won't be slowing down anytime soon, I can tell you that. Obviously, look, we didn't get the great news until during the night. It was around 2:30 a.m., so only under 5 hours ago. And since then, celebrations have rightly kicked off. We broadcasted from Jessie Buckley's family hotel, the Arbutus, here in Killarney on Thursday. And even then, there was an optimistic mood all around Kerry. There was bunting and flags in shop windows, not just for St. Patrick's Day, but for the local girl who the people of Killarney were just so confident was going to bring it home. And that she did. It was in the Arbutus Hotel, where I am now, where there was a private watch party for family and friends, which went on into the early hours. But the celebrations have only just begun. This town is going to be on a high for quite some time now. Locals will be hoping that, look, they can get stuck into, I suppose, organising homecoming events. As people told me last week, this is a bigger lift than an All-Ireland final for the county. And that says a lot when we're talking about the kingdom. Last night, people were coming to the hotel to take pictures outside Buckley's Bar. I met couples from Mayo, from Cork, trying to get in. And this was before we even knew the result. There was security on the door with a list of names, checking who was on the list to get in as people arrived, and all the glitz and glam of tuxedos and gowns. So they were going for that red carpet feel. So look, the Jessie factor, Jessie mania, whatever you want to call it, it'll be hitting Killarney for a long time to come. I've been meeting with some of her friends and fans here this morning, and even though people are only rising after very little sleep, there's still a buzz in the town that's going to just grow and grow as the week goes on. Here are some friends of the family I met throughout the night who were on cloud nine.
We were inside and we were all a little bit nervous, but it was an incredible result. And it was like a whole release of tension and excitement and everything. It was super.
Because you just never know until...
You never know. And her speech was fantastic. The Gurv mila mahagut at the end was just a little sweet.
There, yeah. I was excellent. In jail for speaking about the Mother's Day in the UK, you know?
And tell me, are you a friend of the family or a relation?
We're kind of friends of the family, the extended family, so we kind of knew half the people in there. And
so there'll be homecoming celebrations yet?
I'm sure there will be.
Hopefully she comes to Ireland, there will be, definitely.
I'm from Killarney, know the family. Yeah. Just involved with the celebration of Jessie. There'll be St. Patrick's Day celebrations for sure.
It'll roll on for the week.
Yeah, there won't be a cow milking in Kerry for a long time.
Well, on the topic of those milkless cows, or very milky cows, I suppose, which is the effect of not milking them. What's the plan for the further celebrations then, Josh?
Well, look, just with the time, people are still only waking up to this news. I did hear last week before the win that some pubs were considering showing it again tonight for those who could not go to the private watch party. And you can be sure, look, with St. Patrick's Day, Anton, there'll be plenty of party atmosphere throughout the town. And there's actually a tour of American tourists also staying here in the Arbutus Hotel. So when the ole, ole, ole was being chanted last night or this morning and the pianist started playing Waterloo at around 3 a.m., if any of them didn't know about the connection to the Oscars here in the hotel, they must have thought we really get into the St. Patrick's Day festivities with a bang. But look, Anton, you know the Irish, look, good at marketing something or someone, and in particular, we're very good at it here in Kerry. So look, you can be sure this Jesse buzz is only just beginning.
Well, enjoy as much of it as you get access to, Josh. Thanks very much. That is Josh Crosby reporting to for us there from Jesse Buckley's hometown.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.